Hello, folks, and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Imke. This is show number 210 in our series. And you might be forgiven for thinking that this is not Roots and Branches and Beyond, because this is far too noble a kind of music. This is the Baltimore Consort doing All in a Garden Green. But don't worry, we will descend into the depths of folk, Celtic, and roots music and beyond in just a moment. Thanks for joining me. This is a whole series called The Winter Rambles that I'm just going to have fun with in the next couple of months. Talk to you in a moment. Back to culture. Much better for that, aren't we? That was the Baltimore Consort, something called All in a Garden Green. That's from a CD called A Trip to Kilmern, which is Playford tunes and their ballads. Now, the Baltimore Consort is a musical ensemble that does a lot of early music and Renaissance music, or Renaissance, as you might say, depending on where you're from, but also Scottish music and broadside ballads, Italian, French, European music. They've done a Christmas album, a collection of body songs, a bunch of child ballads, and so on. They were founded in 1980, started recording about a decade later. They got about 15 albums out on the Dorian label. This is Roots and Branches and Beyond, and a set of Winter Rambles starting off with that, and we head off into, well, who knows where. This is show number 210. I'm glad you're joining me, however you got here. I found out, they had a list of the Order of Canada recipients coming up, or they'll soon be recipients of the Order of Canada. One of them was Ian Tamlin. Great. Well, maybe he got it a while ago. Anyway, he was on a list of people who are Order of Canada recipients who are also roots and folk musicians. He's a Canadian folk singer-songwriter. He's a record producer, adventurer, playwright. I've played him a number of times on this show before. His first demo came out, it was a cassette, I think, 1971. And his first full-length debut album was 1976. One of those people who you always love to see at a festival or a concert or whatever. He's done a lot of music in his traveling and done material from all across Canada. He had the Four Coasts Project, which lovely traditional songs, traditional sounding songs, I should say, but that he had written himself. This is from a sort of a retrospective of some of his work. This is one of the old songs that I remember from back in the day very, very fondly. This is Cold Wind in the Caribou with Ian Tamlin.
Form on the muddy phrase. There's a feeling of not much time. The snow will take these dusty hills, or it sends a shiver up my spine. But it serves well to remind me, get back to the friends of mine. Tonight, tomorrow's coming on too soon. dogs will roll down from your mountains like there was no end of time. The vision I see has no future. I'll confide in a love of mine. Form on the muddy phrase. There's a feeling of not much time before the snow will take these dusty hills, or it sends a shiver up my spine. And it serves well to remind me, get back, get back, get back to the friends of mine.
We
Lonely Little Hot Dog Bun. That's only John Prine could come up with words like that. That was We Are the Lonely from a CD called Lost Dogs and Mixed Blessings. You probably know him as an American country folk singer-songwriter. He was active from the early 1970s until his death in 2020. He was born and raised in Illinois. He learned to play the guitar at the age of 14, and he did spend some time at Chicago's Old Town School of Folk Music. He moved to Chicago in the late 1960s. He worked as a mailman. He was writing and singing, a postal worker, or whatever they call them these days, singing songs first as a hobby, and then he became a club performer, and he usually credited a critic, Roger Ebert, and singer-songwriter Chris Christopherson for helping to discover him. And it resulted in the production of his debut album in 1971. He's been widely cited as one of the most influential songwriters of his generation. Humorous lyrics, a wonderful kind of melancholy tales on life. This is a quote from Nobel laureate songwriter Bob Dylan. He did actually pick up his Nobel Prize at one point. He said of John Prine, his stuff is purely Proustian existentialism. Well, we all knew that, right? Midwestern mind trips to the nth degree, and he writes beautiful songs. All that stuff about Sam Stone, the soldier junkie daddy, and Donald and Lydia, where people make love from 10 miles away. Nobody but Prine could write like that. Unfortunately, he died of complications from COVID-19. I think it was March of 2020. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 210. Doing some winter rambling. Next up, we have Yusef Islam. He was known on stage as Cat Stevens. He also goes by Yusef or Yusef Cat Stevens / Cat Stevens. A British singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, folk. Later in his career, he went into Islamic music, but he's returned to making secular music, well, like 15 years ago or something like that, 2006. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2014. His debut album was in 1967. Then he had three immensely popular releases, Tea for the Tillerman, Teaser and the Firecat, and Catch Bullet 4. Three in a row, 1970 to 1972. In 1977, he converted to Islam. The road just was a bit too much for him, adopted the name Yusef Islam, auctioned off his guitars for charity, left his musical career, worked as an educator and so on. Since then, he's bought back one of those guitars with the help of his son. But he's made a number of albums since then, and this is from one he did in 2014 called Tell 'Em I'm Gone. And he released it for his first tour in 35 years. And actually came out with a CD a year ago or so. It was his Tea for the Tillerman 2. It was his 50th anniversary reimagining that classic. Anyway, this is a really interesting kind of version of You Are My Sunshine. This is Yusef Islam or Cat Stevens.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. The night, as I lay sleeping, I dreamt a light entered my heart. When I awoke, I was mistaken. Ah, but the curtains were still blown apart.
Thank you.
My mama once told me why the soul should know. It's about the devil, and I hate him so. And he'll be crying if we don't frown and keep on smiling. He'll stop hanging around. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when the skies are gray. How you never know.
Dawning the play, it was down by the shores of Loch Erin. I met with a beautiful dame. Her voice was so sweet and so pleasing. These beautiful notes she did sing. The innocent fowl of the forest, their love faint to her bated ring. It first time I met her, my heart did leap with surprise. I thought that she could be no mortal, but an angel that fell from the skies. Her hair it hung down in no tresses, her skin was as white as the snow. Her cheeks were as red as the roses that the bloom on the rock her. Heard that my love was eloping, these words unto her I did say. Oh, take me to your habitation, for Cupid has led me astray. All my life I will keep the commandments, they say that it is the best plan. Young maidens who heed to men's pleasures, the scriptures to say. Surely I do this so. I will make you a lady of honor if with me this night you come home. And by your wealth of Aladdin, here's gold and his jewels and what's more. I will part with them all for to win you and live on the rocker's shore. And live on the
Gallow water, bonnie lads, oh gallow water, I'll kelt my consabin my knee and follow my love through the water, bro, bro lads. There is yin a seen a bin the ma I love him better, and I'll be his and he'll be mine, the bonny lad, oh Gallowater, bro. Lothian lads are black as deals, and Selkirk lads are no much better. I'll kilt my coats in my knee and follow the lad o' Gallowater. Comrades are fine and bonny, a block of sheep is muckle better. The wind will shake a field of oats, while lambs are frisking in Gallowater. I'm a wolf with a black-haired lad to bind with him in Gallowater.
That's a track there from the Battlefield Band. We had a couple of Scottish pieces there. That was Braw Lads a Gallowater, a famous old traditional song. That was from a CD called Home is Where the Van Is. Battlefield Band were founded in Glasgow in 1969 by five university friends, and they've been around for a long time. Quite a lineup change over the years. They did a bit of touring in 2016. That's the last I kind of heard of tours anyways. But they were named after the Glasgow suburb of Battlefield. That's where the group was formed. Before that, we heard the Old Blind Dogs, another Scottish musical group, which has played traditional music and some rock and reggae and jazz influences and so on. They were formed in 1990. And three founding members got together at a busker's holiday in the Scottish Highlands, and they decided to form a band. One of them has still been part of that. Johnny Hardy is still kind of a part of that troupe. And they released an album in 2021, actually, called Knucklehead Circus. But that was Loch Erin's Shore, and from the CD Wherever Yet May Be. And we started off with Yousef and his version of You Are My Sunshine. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. You could be listening a variety of ways, maybe on Voice of Von Bay, CHBB, 95.9 FM in Norris Point, 98.1 in Rocky Harbour, or possibly on Radio Bell Island, CJBI, 93.9 FM in Bell Island, Newfoundland, or maybe Fanshawe's 106.9, the X, CIXX, in London, Ontario. However you got here, I'm glad you're joining me. Next up, we have piece of music here from a band called Relativity, and the head of Relativity was Truna Ní Domhnall, and I probably mispronounced that, but there you go. She's had a long career in Celtic music where DJs have mispronounced her name. She was an Irish traditional singer, is still a keyboard player, composer, considered one of the most influential female vocalists in the history of Irish music. She worked with Skara Brae, the Bothy Band, Relativity, Touchstone, Night Noise, and so on. She was raised in Kells in County Meath, from a prominent musical family, together with her brother Michael and her younger sister Mairead, along with a multi-instrumentalist Dahi Spruill, she formed a folk group called Skara Brae in the early 1970s, and then went on to these other bands as well. This is something she did with Relativity. Great little piece called There Was a Lady, Truna Ní Domhnall.
There was a lady in her father's garden. A brisk young sailor came passing by. He stood a while and he gazed upon her, and he said, young lady, want your money. I'm not a lady, but a poor wee girl, and a poor wee girl by a road degree. Therefore, young man, you may try some other for a servant girl. I'm not fit to be. Set you free. If you come home, I'll make you my own, and you'll have servants to wait on thee. It's 7 years since I had a sweetheart, and 7 more since I didn't see. 7 years I will.
To my door, oh, when my earthly trials are over, My wife controls a happy home. My darling, I cannot find. Now the only thing that I call my own is a troubled and a worried mind. Oh, when my earthly trials are over, carry my body out to the sea. Save on all the undertaker bills, let the mermaids flirt with me. There's blues all in my body, my darling has forsaken me. If I ever see her face again, I'd have to swim across the sea. Oh, when my earthly trials are over, carry my body out to the sea. Save on all the undertaker bills, let the mermaids flirt with me. Undertaker bills, let the mermaids flirt with me. Let the mermaids flirt with me. Let the mermaids flirt with me. Save on all the undertaker bills, let the mermaids flirt with me.
Factory Live. That is a band called Caper Cayley, and that's a Gaelic singing song, and it's translated as a brown whiskey jar from their CD called Get Out. Caper Cayley is a Scottish band, is founded in about the 1980s by Donald Shaw and Karen Matheson, both of whom are still in the band. And they did a lot of Gaelic and contemporary English songs and some modern production techniques. They're from Argyll, which is sort of western Scotland, named after a wood grouse, a sort of a native Scottish bird. Their first two albums were very few modern instruments, and they're more traditional. And then they began to experiment, adding some funk bass lines and fusion and so on. Gave them a fair bit of chart success in the 1990s, and since then they've drawn back a bit from the heavy fusion, but I always love their great stuff. They have a couple of great strengths: the astonishing musical dexterity of the fiddle player, the whistle, the flute, the accordion players, and that peerless voice of the co-founder Karen Matheson. And none other than Sean Connery referred to her voice as a throat that is surely touched by God. And I avoided a Scottish brogue there, just for your sakes. Before that, we heard from Parsonsfield, which is a band out of Mansfield, Connecticut, founded there in 2011. They were at the University of Connecticut. The name comes from the town of Parsonsfield, Maine, where they recorded their debut album. They sort of toured from their base in Somerville, Massachusetts. That was from a CD called After Party, and that was something called Let the Mermaids Flirt With Me. Yes, just a save on the Undertaker bills when I die, and just put me out in the water and let the mermaids flirt with me. The band kind of began as an offshoot of the university's folk music club, a jam session, and through some kind of a misunderstanding, they were offered an opening set at Toad's Place in New Haven, Connecticut. So a few of them got together and they formed a band. I mean, after all, they had a gig. They had to, right? And this album was released in 2013. About four albums out, something like that. And besides their primary instruments, they also play like saw and synthesizer, glockenspiel, melodica, and so on. And we started off that set with, what did we start off that set with? Oh yeah, Trionone Domino and Relativity. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 210, doing some winter rambles. You could be listening on Bay of Islands Radio, CKVB, which is 100.1 FM in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, or possibly Munn Radio, CHMR, 93.5 FM in St. John's, Newfoundland, Labrador, and however you got here. I'm glad you joined me. Well, next up, we have something slightly different. Well, not that anything here is ever the same, but this is a band called Gangsta Grass. They're a group of musicians from New York City. They kind of link rap with bluegrass. Well, they do, not just kind of, right? They're founded and led by a Brooklyn producer, Wrench, who was actually known as Oscar Owens, I guess, on his checks. He grew up listening to bluegrass at home and rap when he went to school and hip-hop, and sometimes he saw a connection between the two. So they formed this band in 2006, and they started to see their music reaching a wider audience when, in early 2010, there was a television show called Justified on FX. That's a channel I don't get. But anyway, they had a song called Long Hard Times to Come that was selected as the opening theme. And the series is based on the work of writer Elmore Leonard, who was a fan of their music. So the rappers and the bluegrass players involved in performances have changed somewhat over time, but it's all coordinated by Wrench as sort of the producer. And they're a wonderful band live. I saw them live, what is it now, almost 2 years ago, whatever. Their energy is really hard to come across on a CD. Even a live CD is what I'm going to play here. And they would do some rapping just, you know, off the cuff. And it was just amazing what they were doing. Anyway, they, you know, odd little fact. They auditioned for a place on the in 2021, in the 16th season of America's Got Talent, and they got to the quarterfinals. But, you know, America is not quite ready for this. This is Gangsta Grass, All for One.
Yeah! On the mic and lay it down with the flow. It's the sound of the dough. L.I. Circular. Open up your ears for the sound I'm serving up. Three kinds of strings. We're doing a thing. Don't think for a minute that the snoop don't sing, cause I spit it in a cypher. Do it like a lyrical MacGyver. You never find another rubber lava. I'm on the 1-2 spinning the rhyme so sublime. When I glide through the wrinkles of time, I'm inclined to align to a higher design. Try to find out the beat of in this mission of mine. Now what's the outcome? Don't know, can't see, it's not done. Hit his beat and get it crunk till the cops come. You wanna drop, come ground, hit a track, bang a wax, quit and cut it, wax, pressing like a sock, hang it.
Todo el amor de mi ser.
That was an odd, maybe, segue from Gangsta Grass, from their live CD, their Pocketful of Fire, to Ramito Florencio Morales Ramos. He was a Puerto Rican troubadour and composer, native of Caguas in Puerto Rico. He's considered the king of jibaro music, known as El Cantor de la Montaña, the singer from the mountain. He left to go to grade four to help his parents. His parents had a dozen kids, six of their own and six that they had adopted. His mother had been an amateur singer and improviser, and he would sing for her favorite songs at the sugarcane fields where he served. First as a water boy, and then he was a messenger and a sugarcane cutter. And he became well known, and by the age of 13, he was already singing for money. He ended up singing on radio in Puerto Rico as well in the 1940s and on. Kind of lived in New York for a while, although he maintained a residence in Puerto Rico. He's a very strong Puerto Rican nationalist, strong supporter of political autonomy for Puerto Rico to get out of U.S. from under U.S. control as it is now. That was a song called Una Mujer on Mi Vida. And you're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and you could be listening a couple of places: Cape May Radio, WCFA 101.5 FM in Cape May, New Jersey, or possibly Caper Radio, which is CJBU 107.3 in Sydney, Cape Breton, however you got here. I'm glad you joined me. This is a bit of a departure. Again, this is Scott McKenzie. He's an American singer and songwriter best known for this song, which we're going to play in a moment. San Francisco, be sure to wear flowers in your hair. I was just listening to some old material from the 1960s, classic rock, and it just has a sound to it. Scott was born in Jacksonville, Florida, raised in North Carolina and Virginia. Became friends with John Phillips, who was of the Mamas and Papas. And McKenzie's first band was a doo-wop band called The Abstracts in New York City. Later, they called themselves The Smoothies. Oh, don't you love band names, eh? Then he was with The Journeymen. That had Phillips in it as well. And McKenzie decided not to join. Phillips left and formed the Mamas and Papas, decided not to join at first. But he had a couple of big songs in the late 60s, and this one was number four in the U.S., number two in Canada, number one in the U.K. This says something about, I don't know, different countries and their you know, how their number one hits get determined or whatever. And there's a sort of a Canadian angle on McKenzie as well. He wrote and composed the song What About Me, and that helped to launch the career of Anne Murray in 1968. Now, her U.S. breakthrough with Gene McClellan's Snowbird was a couple of years later. So there you go. Scott McKenzie officially joined the Mamas and Papas in 1986. Let's go back to that time. Here he is.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear
Route 66 to the westward, and I hopped an old freight down. California, here I come, by the side door pulling in my sunburned thumb. They call us Okies, low down bums, and the police on us frown. Never tire of the road, never tire of the rolling fields, never tire of the ways of the world, way out yonder is calling me. And the dark road leads me onwards, and the highway that's my goal. And that lonesome voice that I heard in my head said, never tire of the road. California to the New York Islands, me and my guitar. And we played in Manny's, a hobo jungle, Manny's a skid row bar. Standing out in the wind and the rain, and the lonesome whistle is a sweet refrain. When you're waiting for some old freight train that carries an empty car. Never tire of the road, never tire of the rolling.
Danu, a band out of Ireland, formed in Waterford around 1994. Won a bunch of awards. That's from a CD called Shankus, and it's called Never Tire of the Road. Before that, we heard from Scott McKenzie in San Francisco, Be Sure to Wear Flowers in Your Hair. This that we're listening right now to is Shuglenifty from their CD Venus and Tweeds. This is The Point Road. Shuglenifty was formed around 1990. From the Scottish Highlands, Orkney and Edinburgh. And I love their music, Acid Croft, as they call it. And it's something that's called The Point Road, as I said. Thanks for listening today to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This takes us to the end of the show, this tune. This has been show number 210. Glad you could join me, and hope you could join me again for another Rambles coming up. I've got a whole bunch of shows where I'm just playing a variety of music that lately I've been listening to. Aren't you lucky? Do take care of each other, okay? Happy trails.